What's up, everybody in the world?
Yeah, I hope everybody's doing good right now in this lovely little quarantine era that we've entered in.
Hopefully, everyone's doing well during the
Yeah. Well,
because it's pretty bad.
it is pretty bad right now. Yeah, like we had a scare at where I work today, or no, this probably Monday. They thought one kid had had it. And we were
Oh.
like, oh frick. He went to go get tested, and so far, yeah, it's like we're all good.
Oh, good. Good,
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, otherwise nobody be working for 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to take extra precautions, at least where the client we have here in Utah, Post Consumer Brands cereal.
Oh, right.
Because if one person gets sick there, woo, that would suck
Oh, that
for
sucks.
everyone.
That's a lot of cereal.
Yeah, it's like in super high demand right now too, and so it's like it's
Yeah,
crazy,
that
dude.
wouldn't be good. That would
If
not
they
be
had to shut
good.
down, yeah, if they had to
Yeah.
shut down the distribution center here in Utah that takes care of literally the whole western part of the United States, it would be really bad for business, bro.
Yeah.
So
Definitely.
we gotta be extra healthy up in
Yep.
here.
Yep.
Open
But
hill.
yeah, that's good. So guys, like we're saying today's topic is gonna be about, what were we gonna talk about? Oh yeah, oh yeah, go for it.
Well, I mean, first of all, this is episode. What episode is this? I don't even know, dude. We've been gone for so long. How long has it been, Jesus?
It's been about a month, I would
Dude,
say.
yeah. I'm Brian Polita, if you guys forgot, and this is my partner in crime, Jesus slash Juice Gonzalez.
It's good to see you guys. Yeah, I forgot what episode this is. Like, let me double check, but I'm pretty sure it's like, I want to say like six.
Ooh, that sounds right, dude. Six sounds like a really reasonable number. Either way, you'll know what episode this is when you're listening to it, listeners out there.
Yeah, it's number
And
six.
you'll, oh, sweet. And you'll also know way beforehand when we're trying, what the title is and the subject is of this podcast because it'll be in the title. But we're going to talk about Shield Hero, bro.
Yes, the rising of the Shield Hero.
I was just
The
going to
one
ask
of
you what the
the
full title was. Okay.
Yeah, the rising of the Shield Hero. The only Isekai anime that I watched all the way through last year. Well,
Oh, there
actually,
you
that's a
go.
lie. That's a lie. I actually finished up the that time I got reincarnated. That time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Reincarnated. That's a
Yeah,
good word, dude.
reincarnated.
Bro. Dude, I think I'm currently watching the Reincarnated as a Slime anime right now, but something that was weird is that I was watching it on your Verve account. I watched episode 4 and it was gonna do like it was like it takes a couple seconds to start the next episode. So the next episode was about to start, and all of a sudden it just says error occurred. And I was like, what? What do you mean? What? And so I kept trying to do it, click on it. I refreshed the app and everything. And then all of a sudden it wasn't there anymore. Like it wasn't in the watch list, the favorites list, the popular list, and then I even searched for it and it didn't come up. And so they literally took it off of Verve, like as I was trying to watch episode 5, bro.
Wait,
And
really?
so, yeah. And so
I
I
didn't
had
see
to watch.
that.
Now I'm watching it on Crunchyroll, but like I can't watch it through Verve. I don't know why. They like took it off. It's weird, dude.
Dude, that's really
So
weird because I just popped up the app right now and then let me
it's
see. Yeah,
right there?
it's right there.
What the freak?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know
Screw
what
it.
happened. Maybe I started watching at the same time. They don't usually like, account sharing at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that? Oh, that. I mean, that could probably be it
Yeah,
too.
I don't
Who
know.
knows, dude?
I could have started watching something. I don't know what I'd be watching, but because you
I
usually
don't know,
watch at a
dude.
way different time than I do, so
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, I've been home a lot more lately anyways, and so maybe
Yeah.
our schedules have conflicted a bit.
Yeah, because I haven't really left the house much, mostly because I've just been at home, doing homework since I can't go to school. I'm like,
Right, homework,
okay.
and you're being a good citizen to the whole world and being
Yeah.
self-quarantined.
Yeah, I mean, I go to work tomorrow, but after that it's like, oh yeah, I go back home and start doing homework again and watching
So,
anime.
where do you work again?
AutoZone.
Right. I thought for some reason I thought you might have changed jobs.
I've been, I'm always looking for something else. But that's just it.
Oh.
You always want to look for another opportunity.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess. No, I was just gonna ask you if your job has required to close, but
We close
because
early
my
now.
Oh, you just close schedule change then?
Yeah, so instead of closing at 11, we close at 6:30 now.
Oh, wow, that is much earlier.
Yeah, and I don't think it's closed
Wow.
that early ever.
That's crazy. Yeah, my sisters both lost their jobs, so
Oh yeah, okay. The both the older ones.
Leslie and
Okay.
Emily,
Yeah,
they're
okay.
both trying to file for unemployment right now because of all the crap that's been going on.
Well, yeah, might as well, right? Especially since
Yeah.
your sister's got a baby on the way, doesn't she?
Yep, she's pregnant, and the other one is, just living life,
And
but
then,
still.
like, can your brother-in-law still work, though?
Yeah, as of now, they're
Yeah.
both working from home.
Okay.
So that's good. So that's good. Yeah.
That's good.
But yeah. So anyways, fun stuff. So that's basically what's going on in the world today, as you all know, with the whole coronavirus. And it's definitely sucked, for a lot of reasons, but
Yeah,
yeah.
let's get on to a much more cheerful su subject. The
Let's not be
news.
depressed. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got news? Is that what you're
News.
saying?
We got a lot of news, guys. Like, I don't know if you've been living under a rock, you probably don't know this. Otherwise, it's been all over the media, so I'll just go out and say it.
Oh,
Bleach
good.
is gonna get a
Oh, yeah.
finale.
Weird. That's
Which I'm
weird to
like,
think about.
that's good, that's good. It did get cut pretty short, to be fair.
I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty risky move 'cause
Well,
it's basically the guy's gonna try and come back and tie up all the loose ends, but I don't know. That's hard, dude.
yeah,
That's
I
gonna be
mean,
hard.
who knows? Maybe they'll fix some of the mistakes they did in the manga. Because a lot of people say, yeah, it wasn't that great. Like the
Oh
ending.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, every dude, Aaron, I've already told you this, but
Yeah.
Aaron's a huge fan of the series, and he was telling me, I remember how much Bleach has fallen off. It just felt like he just told me he like it felt like people were randomly getting power-ups out of nowhere, and oh, this guy was actually super strong, but nobody even knew about it because he was always hiding his how strong he was. And I don't know, basically the creator was just kind of pulling stuff out of his ass.
That's
And
fair.
so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I only watched a couple episodes of Bleach and a few movies, so
that's
I
true.
can't really. I'm not the best judge, but that's
Yeah.
what he says, and he loved Bleach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he loved it way more than most people, I would say, so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's half the news, but the creator of Bleach is also gonna start releasing this summer his follow-up series. So he's
Yeah.
been on break for a couple of years now. He's had time to rest and he's ready to get back to
Yeah,
work. And he's
it sounds
gonna
like it.
make a new series based off of the one shot that came out a couple of years ago called Berserk. Burn the Witch. So I think I sent you the trailer about it, didn't I?
I saw the icon for it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. So basically, from what we're able to tell right now, is that Burn the Witch is kind of related to Bleach. They're in the same like universe and whatnot. The
All right.
biggest difference is that this one, it looks like it occurs in London, Europe area, as opposed to Bleach, where that's mostly Japan and whatnot.
Yeah. Thinking about it now, I can see why the Bleach, creator decided to finish off Bleach and then do the show. 'Cause if you think about it, if he just came back out of nowhere and started doing this new show, all of his fans of Bleach would be like, "Hey, what the hell, dude? Like, why didn't you ever finish?" You know what I mean? And that
Like the show production and the mangas are like usually different.
Right, but still, like, he's gonna come back to finish it, but still,
Oh,
I
like
don't know.
Bleach is done. They're just, gonna finish up the last arc, like in the anime, and that's
Right.
it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but
But
I think it's, I feel like he's just trying to be aware of having people on his side, basically. So, instead of people hating.
And then also to introduce the series, they are going to come out with a movie.
Oh,
That's what the
okay.
trailer was really about that I sent you.
Oh, crap.
So they're going to start
Sounds
off with a
cool.
movie. Well, kind of. The manga starts this year? Is it what I was looking at? It might start next year, but they're going to have a movie this year in the fall.
Cool.
As long as we aren't still all quarantined by then.
Yeah.
But that's a topic for a different time. There's other news. What was it? Oh yes. So I was actually watching a video. I can't remember if it was Too Spooky who was making it. It was a different YouTuber. He's pretty big right now, but he usually makes a video about what's it called? Like the state of Shonen Jump. And I didn't realize this, but there's three out of the top five series in Weekly Shonen Jump are actually in their last arc.
Really?
Yeah. One of them is Demon Slayer. The other
Oh,
one's The
wow.
Promised Neverland. And the third one is actually one of your favorites, Haikyuu.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they're all like on their they're on their last arcs. They're gonna finish up sometime this year, more than likely.
What? Now, is that talking about the manga or is that talking
Yeah, the
about
manga, the
the
manga, the manga.
anime?
Yeah, the manga.
Okay. So there might be another season of Haikyuu.
I would hope so.
Okay. Hope. Yeah, seriously, I would hope so. It's amazing.
Yeah. Hinata's still
Interesting.
gotta be number one, right?
Dude, that boy can fly.
Yep.
That boy can fly. That's my boy right there.
Yeah, but
Oh
I thought it
yeah.
was kind of interesting though, because I didn't realize that a lot of those series were coming to an end.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Honestly.
yeah, like, I mean,
Woo.
I could see Promised Neverland. Oh, excuse me.
Whoa. Oh, snap. Dang.
Yeah, like, thank you.
Wow. Yeah, bless you, bless you.
Yeah, like, I could see Promised Neverland, being a short-ish series. Short being, in quotes.
Right.
Because most of
I
those.
haven't watched it at all,
Yeah.
so I have no idea.
And then, like, Demon Slayer, I thought it was going to go on for 400 chapters. At
Oh, is
least,
that
but,
what it
like.
was that what the original plan was?
No, I think the lady just decided to keep up with her normal plan and who writes it, and yeah, that's about it. I'm like,
It's
cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow, good for her.
Yeah. There's a lot of ladies who write manga. We just don't pay attention.
Well,
Well,
yeah.
mostly because we don't know the difference between a male and female name in Japanese. I don't even know if there is a
Whoa, whoa,
difference.
whoa. Whoa, dude, come on now. There's totally a difference. I don't know.
I can't tell the difference.
Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
It's like, they put all these names up and you're like, I have no idea. Could be a man, could be a woman. Doesn't really
Well,
matter to
you
me.
know what? You bring up a good point because it's like Hinata, for example. Hinata is in Haikyuu, it's the young man's name, Hinata, but Hinata has been a girl's name too. Like I can't think of a anime off the top of my head. Oh,
Oh, I
Hinata from
do.
Naruto.
Yeah, I was like, really,
Yeah.
man?
Yeah, I was like, I know I've what's the female? Yeah,
Yeah.
but I and I'm sure there's much more, but yeah, that's a good point. You actually bring up a
Yeah,
good
it's
point.
like, I can't tell the difference. Maybe it's like, the name like Jordan. You can't really tell if it's a guy or a girl name.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I still see it as a guy's name, but you're right.
Yeah.
There are female Jordans out there. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say more of like Jesse. Because the first
Oh, yeah,
Jesse
that
I've.
can be, yeah, that can be either
Yeah.
way.
Well, the most of the Jessies I've met in my life are guys. And so, yeah. So,
Yeah,
whatever.
but yeah, either way. So, yeah, that's just one of the. Yeah, I was like, can't believe those series are gonna end that soon. But
That's crazy,
whatever.
dude. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. Dude, what other bit of news? Is there anything else?
I always say I'm gonna write these down, but I never do.
Oh,
Let's see. It looks like Netflix is gonna release one of the Violet Evergarden movies on their platform, so that's good.
gosh, dang it. I gotta watch that show.
Oh
Yeah.
boy. Yep. It's all right. You'll eventually watch it.
Yeah, someday.
Someday. Probably when you're done watching Haikyuu and nah, it's all good. Probably
Dude,
when One Piece ends.
there's just so much good stuff on. Like, there's just so much good stuff right now, dude. It's just so much good stuff and not enough time to watch it, bro.
Ugh, that's true. It's like you just kind of have to pick and choose what you actually want to watch and
Yeah.
whatnot. But yeah. Either way, do you got any news?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Moving on.
Nope. Moving on.
Any new series you're watching right now or trying to rewatch?
Well, I did mention that that time I got reincarnated into a slime.
Okay.
It's freaking so good, dude. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I freaking love that show. So the last time I was watching it was probably more than a year ago, but I guess I got kind of bored with like waiting a week for the new episode to come out, you know?
Yeah.
So I stopped at like episode 14 or something like that. And so and you I think you mentioned that the other season's coming out pretty soon, right?
I think it comes out in the fall, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know,
That's
that
still
just kind
pretty
of
soon, yeah.
yeah, and that just kind of gave me a reason to go back and watch it. So I decided to rewatch it and then finish watching the season. I haven't finished it yet, but it's freaking amazing so far and I love it so much. They, dude, okay, let me tell you something right now. It literally referenced Dragon Quest. I'm not even kidding.
I don't think I've played enough Dragon Quest to say whether or not I caught it.
No, for sure you didn't, but it literally references Dragon Quest, bro. Like for a fact. And I loved it so much and I cried a little bit when it did it and I was freaking out and I had to change my pants.
And you just love Dragon Quest so much.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I'm
Yes,
like,
I do.
okay.
Dude, yeah. And so it was awesome. But besides that, I'm keeping up with my go-to shows. One Piece, which is freaking amazing right now. We got introduced to Soba Mask, which is the coolest character of all time.
Really?
Screw the name Stealth Black. That name's not cool at all. Soba Mask, dude. Soba Mask is so much cooler, dude. And then you know the obvious, My Hero Academia and Haikyuu. Dude, My Hero Academia's episode was freaking awesome, dude. I was crying, bro. I was hella crying.
Yeah, they had what's it called? Yeah, it was the festival when they finally got to play as a band together.
Dude, yeah, and then freaking Eddie-chan starts, like, being, like, happy, and I was like, I know. I was, like, crying with tears of joy, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah,
It was like, almost embarrassing. I was, like, trying to hide my face from my wife because she was, like, around me. And I was crying, but I didn't want to show her that I was crying. So I was, like, kind of, like, looking away. And I was just like, ah! Yeah, it was funny. But it was so good. Besides that, I think that's about it. I can't really think of anything right now.
All right, cool.
That's basically it.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I guess it's my turn, isn't it?
Ooh, yeah, go ahead, dude.
I just realized that.
Dude, like, for real.
It's like, dang. Because I actually did finish one series. It wasn't very good, though. So don't. It's like, I don't actually recommend it. I was just, like, kind of curious.
Okay.
It was called Danganronpa.
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
It's like, what's it called?
Isn't it like a mystery murder?
Like a murder mystery kind of thing where you like.
Isn't there a bunch of games, like video games, for that series?
Yes. Yes, it's okay. It's an anime, but it's originally a video game.
Okay. Because I've heard of the games. Like.
Yeah.
I've heard of the games, but not the show.
Yeah, the show itself. So, I'm like, what the hell?
Was it okay? Was it okay?
Was it good? So like,
yeah,
I'd give it a C-.
Okay.
So you know, pretty average. You know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it for anybody unless you love murder mysteries a lot. So if you love murder mysteries, you'll probably enjoy it. Or if you love I don't know. I didn't play the video game, so I can't really tell you whether or not you're going to like
right.
it. If you like the video games. So. But yes, it is based off of a video game series, and I'm like, oh. But yeah, it was all right. It was entertaining.
Oh, real quick. Yeah. I just remembered. Okay. I have fully caught up to Black Clover.
Okay, I saw that. Yeah, nice. Yeah, I am too right now.
It was good. It's good,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, good, dude. Did you like? It was pretty great, wasn't it? When they fought the demon or devil.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little lackluster, to be honest.
Yeah, they kind of rushed it. It felt like, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it. I get it. It makes sense the way that it. You know, but still, yeah, I just felt like it was a little too fast. Like everything happened too quickly. But
yeah.
Whatever. It was still really good. I can't complain.
Yeah.
Aaron was actually telling me about what's happening in the manga right now, and it sounds really interesting about the Spade Kingdom.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. But
I've
actually been trying to avoid spoilers for it.
So okay. Yeah. I was about to spoil some stuff.
I'm trying to catch up in the manga.
Okay, I was about to just say some stuff that would definitely spoil, so I'm not going to say anything.
From what I know, okay, basically, the Spade Kingdom, like, is basically controlled by a demon called Majicula.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But it looks like Yuno used to be royalty from that place.
Okay, yeah. That's what I heard. So I asked Aaron, I was like, dude, I'm pretty sure, you know, and I won't say exactly what I said, but you're on the right track. And Aaron was like, yep, dude, that's totally right. I was like, oh, I knew it. I could totally tell.
Yeah, because it's too overpowered to be like normal or like to be born from normal parents because, you know, magical ability is like inherited.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's getting pretty interesting. So I'm glad it's getting interesting. It's good. It's a good show.
I've been watching it too, so that's another one that I was watching.
Sick.
I haven't really. Well, apart from that, my sisters have been watching a couple series with me. Like my sister Dana doesn't really like anime, but she was like, "Okay, fine, just show me a couple shows that I should watch." So I just played the openings for them, and she was like, "All right, I'll take this, this, and this. That's
It's funny that
it."
you say she doesn't really like anime, but
Not really.
that's somebody that likes anime. That's a lie.
No, but she honestly only likes things that like the animation has to be like top notch. She doesn't really care
But
about the story too much.
dude, no, that's the thing though. Like somebody that doesn't like anime is someone like my wife or like my sisters, because they won't watch anime at all. They make fun of it. You know what I mean? Like somebody that doesn't like anime is somebody that won't watch anything of anime, you know? It's like your sister Dana, maybe she like likes she's probably she's like a casual fan. You know?
I
But
mean, surprisingly, she watched Blue Exorcist with us.
that's a good show.
And she was like, "Oh, that was actually pretty good."
It's very good. It's a good show. Beautiful animation.
It's pretty great.
Vibrant colors. I love it.
Lots
Like
of
almost
blue.
water. Yeah, lots of blue. It looks very watercolory. It's very, very
Lovely,
pretty.
yeah.
Very pretty. I like
But
it.
yeah, she watched a couple episodes shows with us, so we watched that since we took a break, and we also watched Made in Abyss.
Oh, Aaron watched that. Aaron watched that.
It's pretty good.
I think I watched a couple episodes, but it looks good. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good, you know. At first you're like, "Oh, this is really childlike," but then it's like, "Oh, dang. I didn't see that one coming." And then
Yeah, that's how anime is.
and then what else did I watch? Oh, right now we're watching Steins Gate, but she's super
Okay.
bored because it's based off of a video game, right? Steins
I did
Gate.
not know that.
Okay, so there's
No, I
no
did
manga,
not.
okay? It's
Okay.
based off of like a visual video game that's was made for like the PS4 or PS3, I can't remember which.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, you know those games where it's like choose your own adventure kind of thing?
Okay.
Where you're like, "Okay, go through this decision and this affects that and whatnot." So
Okay.
it's kind of like that.
Okay.
But it's also like, you know, you're trying to figure out what's going on, how are you. And so the show itself goes through like the what the creators called the true ending, how it actually went down.
Oh.
So that's what the show covers instead of, you know, like the choose your own adventure kind of deal.
Right.
So
Huh.
yeah.
Okay.
It's a good show. I mean, I've always recommended it to you, but you never
Yeah, I know.
you
I
can
know.
watch it
You
on Hulu, man. You can watch it on Hulu. I know you got your sister's account. I know you got her account. All right, come on. Dude, honestly, yo, that's like one of my favorite series, though. I know it takes a while to
You
build
know,
up, but
it's
like.
funny that you say that because it's like that's probably the one show you talk about most, and I just noticed that just now when you said that. That's probably one of your favorite series, yeah.
I'd say it's probably like my number three series.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. That's high up there, dude. It's on the top three. Snap, dude.
But
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, I don't know. I will
it's like,
someday.
it's like, bro. It's okay. But either way, I think that's about it that I've been watching anime-wise. I've been
Okay.
watching a couple of funny shows, you know, to keep myself entertained through these
Good,
difficult
good.
times. Like,
Yes.
so I guess one normal show that I guess normal in quotes as well, but it's called Horrible Histories. It's like a skit
Okay.
show that goes and tells you like history of
Okay.
like that we can actually confirm that happened. Like, and it tells you about like some of the craziest facts about like in like all the way from back in the Stone Age and onwards.
Is it an anime or is it like real
Oh no,
actual?
it's a real show, like a
Oh.
IRL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That reminds me of a show called Drunk History. I don't know if you've ever watched that.
It's kind of like that actually.
That show's hilarious.
Yeah. It's
That
basically like that, but
show's
less
really
drunk.
funny. That's funny. That's
Yep.
really funny. That sounds
So
good. That
yeah.
sounds cool.
Yeah. So that'd be something if you're want to watch something that is an anime, that's out there. But
Okay.
anyway, let's move on to our main topic since we've been on the news for so long and what we've been
Dude,
watching.
let's do it, Bram.
All right. So, the Shield Hero.
The
It's
rising
another
of the
isekai.
Shield Hero, Isekai. For
Basically,
those who don't know, what's an Isekai, Jesus?
isekai comes from the Japanese word for in another world.
Interesting.
So, I mean, we've had isekais in the past before. Like, I think my favorite example is Digimon, where they get transported into a different
Oh,
world.
wow. I just noticed that that's an isekai.
Yeah,
That makes a
Digimon's
lot of
technically
sense.
an isekai.
Dude, is it the original isekai?
No, I think there's been others beforehand. Because, like,
Okay.
technically, the most isekai, at least from Japan that we know, that was like the first one was like based off of like a really old story, is like over 100 years old or something like that,
Holy
where
crap.
this fisher guy saves like a turtle and he goes hang out in a kingdom for like a couple months, and then when he and that's technically another world because he's hanging out with like undersea princesses and whatnot.
Oh, sick. That sounds awesome. Sign me up.
But yeah, so that's technically the oldest isekai that I can think of off the top of my head. I could be
Oh,
wrong.
wow.
It could be something else. But like at least the first anime that I could say that I watched that was an isekai was Digimon.
Yeah,
But
same here.
the
Digimon was
whole
good, dude.
Digimon.
Digital monsters, Digimon, all the champions, bam!
Okay, but
So
yeah,
good.
so Digimon is really good. But the problem is that we face nowadays is that everybody's trying to write off that dollar bill sign and
Dollar
following
bill
trends
sign.
that was
Right?
started by our almost hated show, Sword Art Online.
Sal. Sal.
So. Not gonna lie though,
Sal.
the animation's really good, the music's good. I just hate the story.
Yes. You hate the story? Why?
Because it's just another power fantasy. It's like trying to
Okay. Okay, hold up. Hold up. First of all, why don't you tell us the story and then I'm gonna debate your ass.
All right, but I'm talking about Sword Art Online, not Rising of the Shield Hero.
My bad. Okay, sorry. I take back all those comments because you're right. I agree with you
Sword Art Online.
100%.
And I put this on record, and anybody can quote me on this. Sword Art Online is trash of a story. The animation is really good. Like the music's good and all that stuff. Everything looks fine. It's a show that you would probably want to watch if the story was actually half decent.
Yep. Agreed.
It just feels like it's just some sort of escapist fantasy world where, basically the un well, yeah, basically people who just don't have a life would love to live in, and that's why it became popular.
You know, I just noticed we've never talked about online officially, like have an episode about it. We should definitely do that.
Yeah, but that means we'd actually have to finish it, and I'd rather not.
I mean, I've watched season one, and I've watched The Gun Gale online, but I haven't watched anything else after that. So, I mean, I feel like we can talk a little bit about it, But we'll talk about it, some other time.
Yeah,
But
so in other words, though, this is R Rising of the Shield Heroes riding on the tailcoats of Sword Art Online because it's
right.
a financial juggernaut. It has made so much money that it is almost pretty obscene.
Really? I didn't know that.
Dude, the movies make so much money in Japan, it's kind of gross.
Wait, what movies?
Like all the movies they've ever released for Sword Art Online, they release one like every
Oh.
other year.
Did, really?
Yeah.
What the freak?
Yeah, but
Well,
they're
I do
mostly
know that. I
Japan
know.
releases.
Right. Well, I will say this. I will say this, okay? I know Sword Art Online gets a lot of crap, okay? But Sword Art Online and Attack on Titan, those two series, I feel helped like push anime into the mainstream.
Yes, I would agree.
Because before I went on my mission, anime was not cool. Like
It's still not.
it, I mean it's much cooler than it used to be. There's a lot, anime is much more streamlined, it's much more mainstream than it used to be. Because before I left on my mission, only nerds watched anime. Like, I'm talking hardcore nerds, and if you watched anime, people would look at you like, "What the? You like that?" And today there's still some of those people, but not as much as before, right? But like when I was on my mission, I had, newer missionaries talking about Sword Art Online and Attack on Titan. I was like, "What the heck are these shows?" And I, excuse me, I went home and I like watched them and stuff, and I started realizing, I was like, "What is up with everyone? Like, people actually, a lot more people love anime now, and it's because of those two shows." So, Sword Art Online, I know we give it a lot of crap. I know a lot of people give it a lot of crap, but I will say that I am grateful for it because it helped push anime as a genre into more of the mainstream, from what I've seen, and how I feel.
I'd have to agree on that for the most part. Like, I would definitely say Attack on Titan and Sword Art Online definitely did help. I think the next biggest push that we didn't get the next biggest push until we had a One Punch Man.
Yes, I agree. That was
That
the
was the
next one. That was the next
next big
step.
push. But
Right, I
and
agree.
then the most recent one would be Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
still haven't,
that's the next
watched
big.
it, but
Yeah, that was the next big one that has actually pushed it in more into the mainstream. Dude,
Right.
that thing started trending on Twitter.
Well, yeah, that's true. But also Dragon Ball Super coming back, that was a big deal too,
Oh
you know?
yeah, yes, that is true because that started coming out when I was on my mission.
Yeah, like the movies started coming out again. Well, first they're considered Dragon Ball Z, Battles of the Gods and blah blah blah.
Yeah, the only
But then
Super movie
Dragon,
is technically Broly or whatever, but whatever.
yeah, but still that made a big impact on a lot of people coming back to anime or a lot of people getting interested in it again. So, anyways.
Oh, dude, you know what? I just remembered something. Like when I was watching like Dragon Ball Super, like the finale. Like I decided to go back and watch it recently, the finale.
Right.
I was like, dang. This is why I love anime so much. This is awesome. This shit kicks ass.
Dude, seriously, man. The last.
Because I was just so bored because of I got into like a bunch of really crappy shows in a row, and I was just like, I went back and watched it, it's like,
Bless you,
yeah.
bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. You got that COVID-19?
No, I think I just got some dust in my throat.
Jeez, bless you, man.
Whew.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, I think I turned red a little bit. But
Goodness gracious.
was like, yeah.
Dude, yeah, that was an amazing episode. That was an amazing episode. I have to agree. We have an episode reaction to that episode up on YouTube, but the thing I can't figure out is how to add the actual episode, like, in a small screen on the video while you're seeing our reaction, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can do that. It's just going to take me... I just don't want to do it because that means I have to download the...
Both it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I'm running out of space on my...
Don't you worry about it, man. Don't you worry about it.
I'm just running out of space. I'm like, oopsies. Both of these is going to probably end my hard drive or my solid-state drive.
Yeah.
Start deleting a lot of other stuff.
Right. Yeah, let's not worry about it. Yeah, go ahead and continue on with Shield Hero, my friend.
So, in other words, though, yeah, back to our main topic, Shield Hero.
What's the story?
So, like any other isekai, protagonist gets stuck in a world he doesn't want to be in. It usually can be pretty random, like a guy...
Basically, yeah.
In this case, he was reading the book, and he was like, oh, this is very, like, a light novel. And all of a sudden, he gets transported by some wizards over to the, into the Shield Hero world. That's the short version.
Yeah, because, true. And he's one of four heroes.
Yeah.
And
he's the only
yeah.
one who doesn't get what's going on because he doesn't play those kinds of games, the RPGs. Like, he's a stay-at-home otaku, and he admits to it, but he's like, yeah, I never really played many RPGs like this.
What, so, the mic kind of cut out. You said he's a stay-at-home what?
Like, he's like an otaku, a neat, or whatever.
Okay.
And he admits to it, but he's like, yeah, I never played, like, Sword Art Online or any of those games you guys are talking about. And the funny That's thing funny. Is that they did reference Sword Art Online in that show.
That's funny.
Because we all have to give them credit, because otherwise we wouldn't have all these other wonderful shows.
Right. It's true.
Although, to be fair, what's it called? Kodokawa, the biggest publisher in Japan. Stop taking more isekai propositions, but that's a topic for a different time.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
That is funny. They got sick of them.
They're basically like, no more isekai. We're done. But yeah, the Shield Hero, the problem is that he faces is that in the country he got summoned to, along with the other three heroes, they are very biased towards the other three heroes. Mostly because in their religion, their state religion, the Shield Hero is basically considered the devil. And they even call him the devil of the shield. To his face.
Right.
Consistently.
Right.
I mean, obviously there's some people who don't really care, but, you know, for the most part, there's that bias throughout the entire country. The only people who don't are, like, the basically people who, yeah, just aren't that close of a following in the religion.
The demi-humans. So, do they ever explain, because I'm trying to remember, do they ever explain why, essentially, they automatically hated the Shield Hero?
Apparently, the religion just did that in order to be able to gather power, in order to, like, basically... Like, apart from declare supremacy over, like, demi-humans and, like, the beastmen and whatnot, it was because the beastmen and the demi-humans actually love the Shield Hero. And
right.
In one of the countries, they worship him.
Right.
And for them, it was, like, since that was, like, their main focus, it was, like, a way for them to justify the enslavement of... of the beastmen and demi-humans races and treat them like second-class citizens.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah,
too bad the Shield Hero is the only one that's actually, like, smart and mature and all that
Actually,
stuff. And all the other heroes are like immature and idiots.
yeah, especially the spear guy. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that
He's such
guy,
a
dude.
Chad, but at the same time, so stupid.
Gosh, dude.
Is like, but
Yeah.
either way, so I get backtracking now. So the Shield Hero, he gets a false rape claim against him, which is not
Right,
cool.
yeah. Yeah.
And
I still remember when that episode aired and all the internet like freaked out and the creator was like, "Yeah, we don't really care what you guys think, so
yeah.
screw
By the way, guys, the creator's a woman, so
The
she might
creator's
have.
a woman?
Yeah, the lady who wrote the light novel is a woman.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of arguments going both ways, about the, oh my gosh, even though it's a false claim, both sides go a little crazy on that kind of stuff. But in the end, the creator's like, I don't care. I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah, basically screw you.
Yeah.
I
She's like,
love
I
it.
don't care what you guys say. I'm just, this is my show. Or
It's true.
this is my intellectual property, so I don't really care what you guys think.
It's true, bro. It's true. Yeah, so is there more story or what? Like what?
Yeah, eventually, he gets his little he gets a slave because nobody wants to run
Right,
the role of
right.
him because
Right.
apart from being the Shield Hero, he's also a rapist now.
Right,
Even though
true.
he's not, falsely
Right.
accused. But either way,
Yeah.
that ruins his life and everybody hates him and all that stuff. So he's like, fine, I'll just buy a slave and that'll be my companion. He buys a cute little raccoon girl.
Raftalia.
Yeah. And she's adorable.
She's so cute. So cute.
And apart from that, then a little bit later on, he buys a. He wins like an egg from the slaver he bought Reptalia from, or something like that. I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, I don't remember
So
now,
he
but
gets an
yeah.
egg, it hatches, and it's a lovely bird that he can ride or have pull his cart and whatnot. So he's pretty stoked about that. It's like, yes! And it turns out it's a Filolial Queen.
It's not just a normal Filolio whatever. It's a Filolio queen.
So that means it gets a couple extra abilities, mostly the ability to turn into like a human-looking angel thing.
Right, yes. That
But
the
yeah.
spear hero has a weird, like, love for.
Although I think the funniest comment that I saw when that episode aired was like, "Who in the hell ordered the chicken lolly?"
Chicken lolly?
Or the lolly chicken.
Okay,
Because it's
cool.
like a little girl who's like a
Sure.
bird. Yeah, I was like, oh,
Yeah.
okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Okay,
I was like,
that's what's up.
all right. I was like,
Okay.
but yeah, so in other words, though, yeah, and they go about their adventures. They take down the state religion and whatnot. Eventually, the Shield Hero does get his due, in which case he
Finally.
gets real justice, and the king and the princess who falsely accused him basically become slaves themselves. Because the real person in charge is the queen.
Right,
And she's
yeah.
actually a pretty dope lady.
Yes, she is. And she's like super freaking like fangirl, type of. Yeah. It's funny because, a lot of anime does this, but like he's basically got all the ladies crazy for him. And so it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, so in that aspect, it's just like any other isekai, gotta form your harem and whatnot. But in this case,
Yep.
it makes more sense because he just really doesn't care. He
Yeah.
literally gives no craps. It's not that
But
he's cheating.
let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
Do you think he actually loves Reftalia? Like actually loves her though? You know what I mean?
I'm gonna say yes,
I think so too.
But I don't think he likes to show it. Mostly
Right, because
because
it's kind of awkward.
he is awkward and he also likes to not really show those kinds of emotions to other people.
Right,
Mostly
but it's also
because,
a weird
yeah.
situation because originally she was a very young girl,
Wasn't
you
she
know?
like 10?
I don't know, dude. She was just very young. Let's just say that, right? Let's not go in
Yeah,
the
it was kind
age
of
because
weird.
that's weird.
But it is
Right,
also kind of weird because she's a different species that ages depending on their level. So it's like there that's a thing.
oh,
Yeah.
that's a thing, yeah.
That's why she aged so quickly. It's because of, yeah, demi-humans just age with their level as well.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't catch that for some reason.
Yeah, it's all good.
But hey, that's cool. That makes
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
So that's why she grew up so quickly.
cool.
So in other words, so yeah, I mean, the series is good on the aspect like it isn't
You're
just like
forgetting a pretty important thing. So in this world, the reason they called the heroes was because there's waves of
Yes.
enemies that appear from the sky. And these waves become progressively harder and harder. And so that's why they needed to summon heroes so that they can try and overcome the waves, you know, with basically champions to
Yes.
help have their backs. So,
Yes.
yeah.
Exactly. And they kind of need to have all the heroes. Otherwise, it becomes really hard to defeat the waves otherwise.
Yep. One thing I didn't understand,
Okay.
can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Was the way that each hero kind of perceives their own I guess like menus or their own world, their own like leveling up system and all that. Like, 'cause all of them when they were explaining to the Shield Hero, like how the system works, they all said different things. Did you notice that?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it looks like the game and or like the games that they played in general were about the same. There's just a few differences here and there, you know, because different universes and whatever. Like, they all
Yeah.
technically came from Japan, ironically, but yeah. It
Yeah,
was
because
like,
like I remember
yeah.
one of them was like, oh, in this world it's all about like experiences, your experience. And then another guy's like, no, what are you talking about? It's all about the rarity of the weapon or you know, stuff like that. Or like the rarity of like your gear or whatever.
Yeah,
Or
like
like, oh no, it's all about leveling up your skills. What are you talking about? Like everyone had their own different version of how to play the game. So I just thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, what the heck?
yeah,
It's kind of
like
weird.
you know, in one aspect, yeah, you like think about like gamers when we play RPGs.
Right.
Like we all play them a little bit differently than everybody else. Some people are there just for the story mode. Other
Yeah,
people are the
true.
completionists and want to just go through and literally complete every single quest. What was that? Yeah,
That's
basically,
me.
yeah. Yeah. Dude, which reminds me, yeah, you gotta start playing The Witcher because that is
Oh,
like
no, no, no,
wonderful.
no, 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 no,
No?
no, no. Oh, no. No way, no way, no way.
Like,
That's
why not?
way too much, dude. No, you're
Yeah,
asking a lot.
the world is enormous.
Dude, the thing is, I don't have that kind of time anymore, dude.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind, I just don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, that's basically
No.
one example of an RPG that you could spend literal
Oh.
months
Oh my
like
gosh.
nonstop
Yeah.
and you still wouldn't be done.
Yeah,
Like,
seriously.
I'm barely on the second map. I started probably a couple of weeks ago. I
Oh,
don't even
really?
think I'm halfway through the map. There's
Oh,
still
dude.
so many undiscovered locations.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
The
and this
game
is
is beautiful.
yeah, the game like
I.
is yeah, it's amazing, but the biggest thing is like there's multiple maps. Like huge areas to explore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, frick.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There's too much.
Yeah, when Skyrim first came out, that was like my drug for a while, dude. but like I could not. I just got so overwhelmed eventually. I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much.
Yeah, because like for me, I mean, in my example is like I like playing Fallout, which is based off of, Skyrim and Fallout have the same game engine,
Right.
which it's pretty, so it's fairly similar, not 100% obviously,
Right.
but like for me it was like I finished Fallout 3 in about 15 hours.
Whoa, that's fast.
No, apparently that's considered slow.
Oh, really? I don't know. I'm
Yeah.
not big into Fallout.
Yeah. And that's with me also playing the expansion pack
Oh,
that
wow.
adds on like another adds on to the main quest.
Oh,
Okay.
wow.
And then on top of that, there was also, what's it called? I played Fallout 4, and man, that game was short. I think it took me like 12 hours.
Oh, snap.
So that's why I'm like, eh. I kind of was done with Fallout after that. Because I was like, this game's
Yeah.
too easy.
Well, it sounds like you're completing just the main quest, though. Or what?
Yeah, I still did some side quests. Not all of them, obviously, but I still did my fair share of side quests. And I was just like,
Yeah.
this is so short. In like, now that I'm playing, like, Witcher, The Witcher, and I'm like, I don't even think I'm 5% done with the game. And I've probably been playing it just as long as I've been playing Fallout and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a gargantuan game, dude. Gargantuan game.
Yep.
Yeah.
But in other words, though, yeah. So we were talking about, oh yeah, Shield Hero. So yeah, they have to beat the
Shield
waves.
Hero.
But yeah, it is true.
Yes.
Everybody did explain the game a little bit differently, though. I remember it.
I just thought that was interesting. I was like,
Yeah, like I said,
interesting.
gamer, I think that's my explanation for it. Different gamers like to do the games differently.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite character. What is it? Who is it?
Probably Reptalia.
Okay. She's freaking cute,
Yeah, she's
bro.
cute, super strong. She had actually, she had an opportunity to actually kill the guy who had enslaved her and basically ruined her life. And she didn't
Yeah.
do it. Because she was like, no, he's not worth it.
Right.
And he got his due, he got killed off by a giant dinosaur.
That was
Spoiler.
crazy and exciting.
But yeah, it's like, it felt like, yeah, she like grew up. She's still like a 12-year-old
Matured.
in her head.
Right.
But she did mature in that way. It's like, no, it's not worth it for me to even bother with this guy because he's not worth it. It's not worth my time. I'm chatting with the Shield Hero now,
Yeah. Yeah, it's
But
true.
yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, she's probably like the one of the more developed characters in the series. I mean,
Oh
the main
yeah.
character is actually really good in this series as well because, he got treated like crap. And he still gets treated like crap. But, he's working through it. He's gotten friends that, he knows he can rely on, like
Yeah,
Reptalia and.
as a main character, I really like him, as well, just because it's kind of different from a lot of different animes, the way, he kind of like he had, he was really happy and excited about everything, and then he got totally betrayed, and so he started to become kind of an ass to people to get things,
Yeah.
And but it's cool because that's kind of how the world is, dude. You
Yeah.
can't let people step all over you.
Yeah,
And so
basically.
you got to defend yourself, and that's what he learned how to do. And so a lot of people see him as the enemy, but in all reality, he's the greatest man alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's doesn't really get his fair share. People do still give him a lot of crap. Like, He's already gotten his name cleared by the queen and everything, but people still think of him as like a devil and that, he's using his position to blackmail like the royals and whatnot. It's like, come on, guys. What does it take? This
That's
guy's
annoying.
literally saving your asses every, what? How often are the waves? Like every month?
Something like that,
It was like, frick. The least you could do is just like, give him a break.
seriously, dude.
Yeah, but
Seriously.
whatever. How it goes sometimes, you're like, ugh.
It's true, bro. Dude, ask me my favorite character. Go, 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 go.
Who is your favorite character?
Oh, that's a great question, Jesus. That's a great question. So probably overall, I would probably say it's the Shield Hero. But I really like the redhead guy that they introduce almost at the
Oh,
very
right at the end.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah, that guy is pretty awesome.
He oh
And
with the scythe. He has the scythe. Dude, he's so cool. He's
was
so cool.
hilarious.
So freaking
That guy
cool,
still
dude.
makes me
He's
laugh so much.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, I would say the Shield Hero. At least thinking off the top of my head. Trying to think, because none of the other heroes I like.
Yeah,
I
not even a little
maybe
bit.
out of like. Actually, let's have that be another question. About the other heroes.
Yeah,
but
fair
yeah, I
enough.
honestly I can't think of really anyone else I like. Yeah, Shield Hero is probably my favorite. Yeah. 'Cause I just like his development, like how real of a human being he is, all the crap he's gone through. It's like obviously that's gonna like break someone inside, and so it's cool how he kind of deals with things, but it's yeah, I just really respect him because he's just human, basically. It shows him it portrays him in a very human way that you can relate to. Very well, it's like, yeah. Plus his aesthetic I like a lot as well. He chose to like have like barbarian like king armor or whatever, and it looks way cool, like really really cool. I love his armor. So I would say him. The only thing I'm not a huge fan of is the whole like curse magic or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't get it because, like, the first time it happened, they made a huge deal about him never doing it again. Like, a huge deal. And
Yes.
then he does it. He does it, like, all the time after that. It's
What
like,
did he do? Yeah,
what?
like the only way he was able to defeat like the evil Pope it was basically using it, otherwise he would have gotten killed along with all the rest of the other heroes.
Right, yeah. So I get why he used it, but it's just like I don't understand why they made a huge deal about never doing it again,
I guess maybe
and then
otherwise he'll go berserk, I'm assuming.
right,
Like,
but still
and it'll
I
kill
don't
him off
know.
anyways.
Exactly. But like I feel like they like made a huge deal out of it, and then they basically just kind of like he
Yeah.
did it, he kept doing it, and then it's almost as if like they're like, oh, okay, whatever, like just keep doing it, whatever. I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I'd have to. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like really, guys? Like with Goku and Kaioken, are you actually only supposed to use it for like 30 seconds at a time?
Right, yep.
But he still uses it anyways, like all the
Also,
time.
Luffy's gear second, supposedly it reduces his lifespan.
It does.
Right? But like that was when it was first introduced as a power up.
Or maybe he
In the
mastered
later
it now? I don't really know.
I mean, you know what? That's a good little way, but they never mention anything about
I
it,
mean,
They just
yeah, that's
stop
true.
mentioning it. they just stop mentioning it.
Like,
you
if
know?
Any of the forms is probably killing him, it's probably Gear 4th. Because that
yeah,
one
dude,
uses
so.
way too much haki.
Yeah, so
but yeah,
I don't
of it,
know.
So yeah, there's always power-ups. But it's nice. Like, this is why I like one of my favorite series is like Hunter x Hunter.
Right.
Where you can get powered up a lot, but it comes at an actual sacrifice. Like, there's actual consequences that will follow through.
Right. It's kind of like alchemy.
Yeah. Like, for example, like a really famous scene is when the main character gets like a huge power up because he's super pissed off. Okay? And basically what they said was he, at this point, has all the power he would have ever gotten if he had kept training his entire life in one moment to use. But he basically almost dies because he did that. And he was like all shriveled up and like his skin was going into like a necrosis type of state. Like he was literally about to die. And the only reason they were able to save him was because somebody had a wish granting sister.
A what?
A wish granting sister. She
wow.
could grant any wish you want. But there's also consequences of using that. And the only reason they were able to use it without having the consequences is because it was not for a selfish reason. Because if it would have been like a selfish wish, then it would have backfired on them and a lot of people would have died.
Wow.
But yeah, that and then like, yeah, so basically, yeah, he almost died. Like, you can get a lot of power really quickly in the Hunter x Hunter world, but there's consequences that will follow through. Like, another one was, like, this guy, this one guy had, like, a super ultra, like, high-powered, like, ability that's basically broken, but he can only use it against 12 people from a certain gang. If he uses his ability towards anybody else, he dies.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
That's very specific.
But if he didn't have that condition, his ability would be too weak to go up against those guys.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, huh. So it's like, that's why I like that kind of series, because it's like, oh, there's actual consequences if I actually, you know, if we actually do it things this way. Hmm. Like, you can get a lot of power, but if you're not careful, you're going to kill yourself or kill a lot of people around you.
Yeah, it's never best to take shortcuts, you know?
Yeah, so for once, a series actually went through with that.
Seriously. Yeah, man.
But yeah, in other words.
But yeah. Yeah. That's basically it, though, with that guy.
One day we're going to talk about power systems.
That could be a good topic.
But
that
yeah,
could be a good
so
topic.
In other words, though. Anything else about the Shield Hero?
Yes, just a couple more questions real quick. We can kind of pass through them quickly, but
yes.
if besides the Shield Hero, if you had to choose one of the other heroes, which one would you choose to
like another hero?
Yeah, if you had to choose another hero that like, you know, that you had to choose to be like, you know, your
well,
trusted companion.
Does it have to be one of the cardinal heroes?
Yes.
Because
then it would be too easy. If it wasn't, it would be too easy.
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh yeah, let's just go from like those guys from the other world.
Yeah.
Because they're technically heroes. They're way better than...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Any of them would be fine, but... probably either the sword guy or the arrow guy, but definitely not the spear guy. It's about the same. Because,
yeah.
Yeah, like the other two are, yeah, the sword guy, sword hero, and the, what is it, bow and arrow hero?
Yeah, the bow hero.
They're both about the same. Like,
yeah.
I consider them.
I would go with the Yeah, I would go with the sword. I would just a little bit. He's a little bit above the bow hero, just by, by a bit, but I
Yeah.
would go with him. Yeah. And then obviously I gotta ask, but waifu, who is it?
Reptalia.
Yeah,
So,
that's pretty easy actually.
yeah. I mean, there's some good girls in that show. I mean,
There are some good girls. I really like the
but they're
queen.
usually pretty young, is the
Right.
problem.
I
Yeah,
really like
Queen's
the
pretty
queen.
awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, I would say you're right. Like, best girl is definitely Reptalia.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's just bae, dude. She's wifey, you
Yeah.
know. And she's just awesome. She's strong. She has cool abilities. Like, yeah. Sad story. Just, yeah, she's awesome. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So. Okay, one more question.
Yeah,
Sorry, one more question.
no problem.
If you had to choose to be one of the heroes, but you would be you,
Oh.
which one would you replace?
Just to not be a douche. Like, I'd probably just be the spear hero just so I could treat the shield hero better. It's like,
That's
come
funny.
on, guys. It's like, yeah, but whatever. It's the problem is that those guys considered the world to be a game, where
Right.
they didn't have to worry about as many consequences, but
Responsibilities,
and
yeah.
whatnot. But yeah, that's the biggest problem. Is like, I would have replaced any of the three that aren't the shield hero, and it probably wouldn't matter. But yeah, like, you actually have to treat it like a real world thing, not just a video game
Right.
where everything just works itself out. Because there's actual timetables in this world. You gotta get stuff done in a certain amount of time. It's not
Right.
like in a video game where
Yeah,
you can just, like, yeah, just.
let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. If
Yeah.
it had nothing to do with the characters from the show, and you got to choose to be one of the heroes, to be summoned,
Yeah.
like, at least what weapon would you want to be, I
Oh,
guess?
definitely a sword. I love
The
swords.
sword?
Yeah.
Dude, swords are sick. Swords are sick.
How about you?
I'd probably say the same. I'd either be the sword. I do like the spear, but I've always been a sword guy. I like the swords too.
Yeah. And then, yeah, because I'm also like, man, bows and arrows. I'm like, nope.
Yeah,
I've tried
but
doing
I
them, and
have
I'm like,
always
nope.
yeah, I have always been kind of very courteous with those things.
Yeah.
Like, for example, in what let's say, I'm starting a me there's a new Pokemon game that comes out, and I'm gonna, Aaron gets it too, and Juan gets it too. I'll usually ask him, like, okay, which starter are you gonna get? And then I'll always get the starter that they don't get,
Is it usually
just
the
to kind of
grass
be.
type?
Not always. Not always. In this
All right,
in the
but
latest Pokemon game, in
yeah.
the latest Pokemon game, I was the water type. So,
Oh, that's a first. Because
well,
nobody
'cause
ever
the
says,
grass type,
nobody ever gets the
it
grass type.
well, that's usually true, but not always, because there's a couple generations that the grass type is the best type. But
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So anyway, so I'd probably end up being the shield hero anyways.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
who
that's
knows,
cool.
whatever,
That's cool.
doesn't
That's
matter.
cool.
Yeah,
Cool, cool.
just one thing I just want to add with the show is I like the system it uses in terms of, like, skills and, like, the skill tree and, like, just basically everything it does in terms of yeah, how it portrays a video game like system. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep. It feels like a regular RPG. Yeah, just trying to boost your stats and level up.
Right.
But I do like how you do get a team.
But yeah, so that's basically it there.
Yeah. I mean, overall,
So
guys, it is a great series. Like, I'm
yeah,
not
dude, go
gonna.
watch it.
Like, I usually don't like to give shows grades out on the podcast because usually the podcast is shows that we recommend anyways. We don't
It's
really,
true. That's a good point.
yeah, because we don't, I haven't really talked about like giving a full episode to a show we didn't like. Otherwise, oh man, we could go on forever on like ReZero.
Oh.
But
Oh, we
yeah.
should talk about it just because we should.
Okay, yeah. But in other words, though, it's a good show. It is an isekai, but and it does follow a lot of the same, tropes and whatnot. But I feel like it handles them in a better way than other series
Yep, I
that
agree.
we've already mentioned in the past. Where it's like,
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Any last thoughts?
What's the grade? 'Cause you said you were going to give it a grade.
B minus.
What was it?
B minus.
Oh, okay. I would say a B.
Okay,
So
yeah.
we're basically in the same ballpark there.
Yeah. Like I said, it's like there's a lot of other series that I would watch over it if I was given the
Right.
choice, but it's still pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it's
And
above
that's what you're
average. I
there
like it.
for. It's like if you're, remember, guys, it's like it's all about the entertainment. How entertained
Yeah.
are you at the end of the day?
Oh yeah, for me it's about the characters, the world building, the
Yeah.
story, the backstories. So, but yeah, it's a good show. So guys, watch it. Watch it. But anything else, Jesus?
No, I mean, if anything, just like, comment, subscribe. Just do the usual stuff, guys. I mean, I'll get this out
Follow
as
us.
fast as I can. I know I was a little slow
Yes,
on the
sir.
last one, but I suddenly have a lot more time on my hands thanks to a very novel virus.
Yes, this guy. Yeah, dude, sounds good, man. Well, thank you. Great
Yeah.
episode. Good talking
And
to you again.
yeah, good talking to you. So I'm just gonna end it right here, but I'll see you guys later.
Peace out. Thanks, guys.